Hello.
Hi, this is the Department of Veteran Affairs CHAMP VA program, and I'm returning your call today. My name is Jasmine.
Hello. I'm calling from provider's office. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Just hold on, hold for 1 minute. I have to open my software.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, just a minute, just 1 minute.
Hello.
Hi, this is the Department of Veteran Affairs CHAMP VA program. My name is Jasmine, and I was on hold.
Yeah, I want to check the claim status of the member.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Anna. Last name initial is P for Peter.
And what's a good callback number for you?
It's 984-985-6007.
You said 984-985-6007. All right. And then do you have an email address for a survey today?
No.
What's your tax ID number?
882-631-287.
I'm sorry, you went really fast. Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay, so sorry. It's 882-631-287.
Thank you so much. That's 882-631-287.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what is the member's ID?
Member ID number is 140-93-47-513.
Thank you. And the first name?
Patient name is
Ella Stevenson.
Can you spell the last name?
Yeah. Yeah, the last name is Sam Tango Echo Vector Echo Romeo Sam Oscar November.
All right, and the date of birth?
That is July 9th of 1953.
Thank you. Can I get that member ID again? It's showing up invalid.
That is 140-93-47-513.
That's too many numbers.
this is Meta. You're on a crossover claim.
That's the numbers you gave me is too many numbers. It says it's
okay,
invalid.
Okay, 1 minute. Let me provide you another number. Just a minute.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Member ID quoted. Account in value of the BG. Pelli. 7th race previous body. Ha. Chaldi ka?
So, kai te jai iswa. Upadu gara karo.
Mara member ID choye cha.
Is member ID
hoi na? Nahi. It's 2379-29989.
You said 263789?
No. It's 2379-29989.
All right. Give me one moment while I bring up the account.
Okay.
All right, Ella is eligible and she is active with us.
Yeah, I wonder.
And we are her secondary. No, I know, but it's part of, I have to do this. It's my job,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to let you know, I'm sorry. she's eligible and active, and we are the secondary insurance. Her effective date is going to be June 9th, 2005. And then what is the date of service that we're looking at today for her?
It's July 23 of 25.
Okay. And then what is the billed amount for her?
That is $499.92 even. 92 cents, sorry.
Okay. And then I see that we received it on August 1st of 2025. We completed it on August 2nd, 2025. And the paid amount is going to be $50.
Okay, then are you able to provide me the claim number?
Yes, of course. It's going to be 005-980-730-200.
Okay. And are you able to provide me the payment details?
Right now I don't have an EFT number, but the EFT was created August 2nd, 2025, and at this time we don't have an EFT number because it hasn't been created yet.
Okay, no problem. I'm having one more deed of service for the same member. Please provide me the information of that also.
I'm sorry, what was that you said?
I'm having one more deed of service for the same member. Please provide me the information of that.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely help you with that.
Yeah.
And then what's the date of service?
Just a minute. That is June 20 of 25 with a charge amount of $729.92.
Okay. And then how much was that billed amount, you said?
729.92.
And it was for June 20, 2025, right?
Yes.
It doesn't look like we are, I don't see it here. That's not one that pops up.
No claim on file?
I'm not seeing it, no. I'm going to check somewhere else if you provide me just one moment, and I'll check somewhere else. Give me just
okay,
second.
Okay, take your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm still here with you. I'm just waiting for that information to load.
Yeah. Please make it a little bit fast because I'm having a meeting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to. It's just I can't make the computer go faster. I'm so sorry.
Will you be able to provide me this information to my colleague? Because I'm having an urgent meeting right now.
Yeah, I just checked. There's no claim on file, so I don't see it. You guys would have to resubmit that claim.
Okay, I'm having one more information. I want to know that we received one payment and one, we didn't receive an EOB for that. Will you be able to guide me for that?
For the other one, you want an EOB?
Yeah.
Okay, how am I sending this EOB?
Via email. No, not for the other.
Okay.
Yeah, please provide me the other one, email. EOB.
Right, so what's the email?
It's billing@empoweredarthritis.com.
All right, billing, and then can you spell out the at part, like the rest of the rest of it? I have.
It's billing@E4Echo, M for Mary, P for Peter, O for Oscar, W for Whiskey, E for Echo, R for Romeo, E for Echo, D for Delta, A for Alpha, R for Romeo, T for Tango, H for Hotel, R for Romeo, I for Igloo, T for Tango, I for Igloo, S for Sam, .com.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and spell it for you to make sure it's, and this is a secure email?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be billing, B for Bravo, I, L for Lima, I, N for Nancy, G for good, at, E for Echo, M for Mary, P for Paul, O for Oscar, W, E for Echo, R for Romeo, E for Echo, D for David, A for Apple, R for Romeo, T for Tom, H for Henry, R for Romeo, I, T for Tom, I, S for Sam, .com.
Yes, correct.
So billing at empoweredarthritis.com.
Yeah, please provide me the reference number.
All right, and that reference number is going to be 25, O for Oscar, C for Charlie, C for Charlie, F for Frank, M for Mary, 01-20569677, and my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, last name initial?
Is going to be W.
Okay, thank you and have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling the Department of Veteran Affairs CHAMP VA program. Don't forget, there's a brief survey at the end of the call. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call today. Please answer these two quick questions. How satisfied are you overall with the service you receive?